Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Chris. Susan here. My computer's hard disk crashed this morning and I lost everything that was on it. And unfortunately, I haven't been very good about making backups. It's a nightmare. Guess I just learned a good lesson. Anyway, I'm calling to ask whether you still have a copy of the O'Connor report I emailed you last week. If you have the earlier version, that would be a tremendous help. I think I can redo the changes I was making when my computer went down, but I lost the whole folder and don't even have an older version to work from. So please call me when you get this and let me know whether you still have that. Thanks, bye.
Number 89. What is the woman's problem? Number 90. What is true about the woman? Number 91. How might Chris be able to help the woman? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
I've called this meeting today because I thought it would be best if you heard it from me first. Well, I've been offered a position with GBB, and after a considerable amount of thought, I've accepted it. I'll be leaving Backstone at the end of this month. My decision may come as a shock to many of you. Believe you me when I say that I thought long and hard before finally accepting GBB's offer. But after 10 years at Backstone, I feel that the time has come for a change, as I have accomplished all the things I had set out to. I've discussed it with management and am in the happy position to announce that Cheryl will be taking over for me. Congratulations, Cheryl, and good luck. Thank you.
Number 92. Why is the speaker leaving Backstone? Number 93. How does the man feel about his work at Backstone? Number 94. What can be inferred about Cheryl?